The Alcan 200 snow machine race turns a stretch of the Alcan Highway into a racetrack this weekend for the 42nd year in a row. Tara Bicknell from KHNS and Haines has more.
With less snowfall lately, race coordinator Angie Robinson assures the course will still take place on the road and not on the alternate route that's been used a few times in the past.
You know, there is some bare spots. They will have to race on bare pavement. Hopefully, it's not long stretches of pavement is what we're hoping for. But, you know, with it blowing as much as it is up top, we're kind of hoping that maybe it'll blow some loose snow back down onto the course.
Classifications remain the same for possibly the last year, since the race is getting more and more four-stroke machines with turbos. But there are no rule or registration changes. The halfway point is back to its original location at Desyash Lake area after a change for last year only. But it's not just about the race. The festivities begin Friday night with the Calcutta auction at 5:30 p.m. at the Fogcutter Bar. It's open to the public and is a lively event to raise money for racers and winnings for the right bidders. The race itself begins Saturday morning at 10 a.m. and starts to finish around 1:30 or 2 p.m. with a Haines Highway road closure throughout the day.
Spectators are not allowed to cross the border and go up and spectate from roadways. The highway is closed. You either can spectate from the start-finish line or the Desyash point.
The Saturday night banquet and awards ceremony begins at a later time this year, giving racers and spectators more time to get back from the day's event. Registrations open at the Calcutta auction, but the locals who are expected to race this year include recent competitors Chris Brooks and Zach and Tyler Farron, first-year racer Jack Smith Jr., and one racer whose name hasn't been on the roster for quite a few years.
We've got an old-school member who's coming out. He just had his 70th birthday in October, and that would be my dad, Doc Hess. He decided that just because he turned 70 doesn't mean he can't race. It's pretty funny because he just, you know, I think he just wanted to prove the fact that, you know, just because he was older doesn't mean he can't do it. And as far as I know, I believe he may be one of the oldest racers in the history of the race itself.
That report from Tara Bicknell in Haines.